നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരഞ്ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു അഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ ഭഗവതീ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ണവീ. ബിഭ്രത വേണും ജഠര പതയോ ശൃംഗ വേത്രേ ച കക്ഷേ വാമേ പാനോ മസൃണ കവളം തത് ഫലാനി അംഗുലീഷു തിഷ്ഠൻ മധ്യേ സ്വ പരിസുഹൃതോ ഹാസയൻ നർമ്മഭി സ്വൈ സ്വർഗേ ലോകേ വിശതി ബുഭുജേ യജ്ഞ ഭുഗ ബാലകേളിഹി. ബിഭ്രദ്വേണും കീപ്പിംഗ് ദ ഫ്ലൂട്ട്. ജഡരപദയോ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ദ ടൈറ്റ് ക്ലോത്തിങ് ആൻഡ് അബ്ഡോമൻ. ശൃംഗവേത്രേ ബോത്ത് ദ ഹോൺ ബഗിൾ ആൻഡ് ദ കൗ ഡ്രൈവിംഗ് സ്റ്റിക്ക് ച ഓൾസോ കക്ഷേ ഓൺ ദ വേസ്റ്റ് വാമേ ഓൺ ദ ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഹാൻഡ് സൈഡ് പാനോ taking in hand masrina kavalam very nice food prepared with the rice and first class curd tatpalani suitable pieces of fruit like bel angulishu between the fingers tishtan staying in this way മധ്യേ ഇൻ ദ മിഡിൽ സ്വപരി സുഹൃത ഹിസ് ഓൺ പേഴ്സണൽ അസോസിയേറ്റ്സ് ഹാസയൻ മേക്കിംഗ് ദം ലാഫ് നർമ്മഭി വിത്ത് ജോക്കിംഗ് വേർഡ്സ് സ്വൈ ഹിസ് ഓൺ സ്വർഗേ ലോകേ വിശതി വൈൽ ദ ഇൻഹാബിറ്റൻസ് ഓഫ് ദി ഹെവൻലി പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് സ്വർഗലോക ദർ വാച്ചിംഗ് ദിസ് വണ്ടർഫുൾ സീൻ ബുബുജേ കൃഷ്ണ എൻജോയ്ഡ് യജ്ഞഭോഗ് ബാലകേളി ഓൾദോ ഈ അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഓഫറിംഗ്സ് ഇൻ യജ്ഞ ഫോർ ദ സേക്ക് ഓഫ് ചൈൽഡ്ഹുഡ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് ഹി വാസ് എൻജോയിങ് ഫുഡ് സ്റ്റെപ്സ് very jubilantly with his covered boyfriends. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Krishna is yajna bhuk, that is, he eats only offerings of yajna, but to exhibit his childhood pastimes he now sat with his flute tucked between his waist and his tight cloth on his right side and with his own bugle and cow driving stick on his left, holding in his hand a very nice preparation of yogurt and rice with pieces of suitable fruit between his fingers. He sat like the whole of a lotus flower, looking forward towards all his friends, personally joking with them and creating jubilant laughter among them as he ate. At the time, the denizens of heaven were watching, struck with wonder at how the personality of Godhead, who eats only in yajna, was now eating with his friends in the forest. Purport. When Krishna was eating with his cowherd boyfriends, a certain bubble bee came there to take part in the eating. Thus Krishna joked, "Why have you come to disturb my Brahmana friend Madhumangala? You want to kill a Brahmana? This is not good." All the boys would laugh and enjoy, speaking such joking words while eating. Thus the inhabitants of the higher planets were astonished at how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who eats only where yajna is offered, was now eating like an ordinary child and with his friends in the forest. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om ajnana timirandasya jnana jnana salagaya chachurunmilidam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha mugam karoti vachalam bangum langayade girim yatkrupatamaham vande shri gurum dinatharanam paramanandamadavam krishna chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajana Bayam Namaha Pankaja Malini Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangraye. Hare Krishna, we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a wonderful session, the 10th canto, Krishna Leela. This is actually Bala Leela, childhood pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. It is said that actually out of all Leelas, Bala Leela, Vrindavan Leela is very attractive. Even Krishna like it actually. He likes to hear. So we are also fortunate, lucky, this incident took place in Vrindavan. Then we are sitting in Vrindavan. So, and discussing the pastime of the Lord, we cannot say that it has happened in the past, it is happening now also. This is the Leelasthali, permanent Leelasthali. Krishna is there, Radharani is there, Gopas are there, all paraphernalia is there, nothing is missing. Still Nitya Leela is going on, pastime is going on. So only thing what happened, we should have a feeling, we should have a mood of actually Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his close associates and pure devotees, they never knew that they were not considering a Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Bhagavan being. So there will be a gap between them. They were all together actually, very friendly. So it is said that in Goloka Vrindavan, nobody, all are there. Yashoda is there, Devaki is there, Gopas are there, Gopis are there. But none of them they consider he is the Supreme Personality of God. They are very friendly. So that is why very few people can go to Goloka Vrindavan. One of the purports Srila Prabhupada said, very systematically explained how to become a close associate of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Starting with the devotional service, pure devotional service, loving pure devotional service, practicing, our India's, our senses are actually, it is polluted in this material world. But those devotees have taken up very seriously the devotional service, then we know actually sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, systematically everything comes to prem, Krishna prem. So with love and affection, when we serve the Lord, our senses also become like a, you know, very pure, not contaminated. Krishna's indriyas, his senses are pure, not contaminated, it's not affected by anything. So those who can come to that particular level of Krishna prem, and our senses are no more material, become spiritual, then the Lord will reveal himself, and he said, Prabhupada said, they become eligible to enter into as a Krishna's associate permanently, perpetually. That post is there, you can go there. So how nicely Prabhupada is mercifully is explained. So we should have that bhava actually when we hear the katha or when we tell the katha. Vrindavan means we are with Krishna actually. So just like a running commentary, this translation Prabhupada is given. Just like we can imagine, it will come in our mind. It's also that the pure devotees actually, when they hear the katha, when they chant the holy name, pastimes, leelas and everything, when they close their eyes actually, in the mind, just like a TV, a television is installed, spiritual television, all the leelas that he can see actually. No need of struggling to imagine what happened. So if we are actually in that bhava, actually we are in Vrindavan, we are hearing same Bhagavatam, this is not simply a katha, this is what exactly is happening. So we are also with Krishna, and associate of the Lord. So one thing also Prabhupada said many times, this close associate who are there in this material world, when he took incarnation here, he came here, they are not ordinary person, they came from Goloka Vrindavan, or they came from heavenly planets, some devas and devadas, they came. They wanted it. You know, when they go and pray to Shir Sagara, Shir Dashai Vishnu, then before that really he says actually, okay, I am going to come, you all go and appear in different places, wait for me. So like that, I can say that those who are hearing this katha, those who are come to Vrindavan, they are not ordinary souls. Something very special. Otherwise it is not possible to come here and see the places and hear the katha and feeling that, oh, I saw it, I saw Govardhan, I saw Yamunaji. That bhava, and that should come. That is why the devotees who are visiting here actually, maximum they want to spend the time in different leela salis and seeing this place, hearing the katha. So that at the end of the day, when you feel that actually I was there with Krishna actually, I saw the place where Krishna lifted Govardhan, I saw the Yamuna, different ghats. So here Prabhupada is giving a translation actually how Krishna looked like. You know, every day he was going actually to forest for cowherding, along with Gopas, eternal associates, they are all there, Balaram is there. This particular day Balaram was not there, Akasura Vata. So they all enjoy actually. Transcendental enjoyment is a real enjoyment. Now we are also going for some, we'll say that, you know, somebody is going for a party, somebody is going for a seeing this place, that place. Many people who are coming to Vrindavan, you know, they don't know much about Vrindavan. They say that, Prabhuji, I want to go to Agra. I want to go to Agra. Why you want to go to? I want to see actually the Taj Mahal. One of the wonders of the more than this is the many wonders of the world is here actually. We feel it actually when they say that, no, my children want to see it, actually want to go Agra. So like that, the Bhagavan was coming out every day and along with the associate, but he used to bring just like when we used to go to school or may not be in the town. Nowadays, nobody is taking the lunch box and everything. You know, they pay some money, you go and eat from the canteen or something. But with the love and affection, the mother used to cook something and give some tiffin. So every day, Krishna was actually taking the tiffin. It was, except one or two days, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Everybody was late and some other leela was supposed to take place. Otherwise, normally they take the lunch box. So after killing the Akasura, so in the previous text you saw, they selected a place. Krishna said, hey, this is the best place for us to sit down and have our lunch. So they all sat down and get ready for lunch. Everybody was having something, you know, suppose it's quite natural things, you know. Suppose you have something in your hand, you want to eat, then you keep something very safely there, take care, then wash your hand and come and sit down, then nicely take prasadam. Here also for the deities. Now when we are offering the bhog for the Lord, now we do all the systems, you know. If he's having the flute, remove the flute, keep it down, and offer an asan and give water for washing, cloth for wiping. All these procedures are done. Because we are not considering this just like a deity. Pranapratishtha deity means Satsal Bhagavan is there 24 hours in that mode. There is no difference. So he got ready. How he got ready, that also explanation is given here. That we should not think that, okay, with one word, oh, he got ready, he kept the food on the left side and left side. No, he exactly where he kept. The food tucked between his waist and the tight cloth. That means he was wearing actually Vaishnava dhoti, not loose dhoti. Very systematically. So sometimes this is Vaishnava dhoti is good for us, you know, to keep something. If any other dhoti there, if you keep something, it may fall down something else. But you can, very safely you can keep. So he kept it. Then, right side with his horn buckle and cow driving stick. See, even though there are so many people who are there, as a leader, he was carrying everything with him. Stick and sometimes we, Krishna Balaram temple, Krishna Balaram is dressed like that way. He's gone to the forest, okay, stick and fruit and everything. So holding in hand at very, so he got ready and they sat down very nicely. What is there in his hand, Krishna's hand, mentioned? Curd rice is there in his hand. There is no plate, there is no dining table. In the previous text we saw that they put some leaves and put there, on the leaves they put the things like that, you know, they were sitting. So it is not necessary. Shivadeva Goswami is telling Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, why you want a plate? The very nice plate is there. Very nice spoons are there. So instead of using that, why you want artificial plate for your comfortable situation? So Krishna was carrying in his hand, actually. Curd rice. This shows that many places it is mentioned, many acharyas also mentioned, Krishna like curd rice. In South India it is very famous. Curd rice. Curd rice, lime rice, so many different type of rice. So somebody want to please Krishna, they make sure that he is eating, then give him curd rice. But Prabhupada has mentioned here, preparation of you. First class, nice preparation of yogurt and rice pieces. First class curd. So specifically it mentioned, first class curd. Not that, you know, when we are giving something to the Lord, the best one should be given to Krishna. Not the commercial curd to be utilized actually. Should be made in the house or the temple, systematically. So, curd rice he like it, Krishna likes. Then along with curd rice, sometime, you know, we give here pickle or some other items. Okay. Or curd rice doesn't require anything. You can eat like that. Okay. So, but here pieces of fruits he was carrying. Everybody was served actually. Krishna actually, he wanted actually he should be served to everybody. Prasadam should be served to everybody. Then only he will take. He was waiting actually. Everybody get it. Everybody got it? Okay. And all items, even the fruits, between the fingers he was keeping some pieces. Just to enjoy. Eat curd rice and eat some fruits. Eat curd rice and eat some fruits. Okay. So that was what was going on actually. So then, while eating actually, he was making some jokes, cracking some jokes. There is nothing wrong in cracking some jokes, no problem. When you are eating, when you are... okay, there is no problem. So here, so Krishna used to do it. That show that associate, that gopas are so friendly, so close. Now you crack a joke with somebody, somebody is very serious. They will say, how can he say like this? He's joking with me. I don't like him joking with me. Why he is joking? The habit you got from Krishna only is our father. So it is very pleasure actually, you know, to joke, little transcendental joke. Krishna used to select somebody, some of the, you know, peculiar, you know, there are different gopas are there. Here it is actually Madhu Mangala. He was joking with Madhu Mangala. So the eating was going on, then it is mentioned that, you know, Krishna Leela was watched by all demigods. Nandagram is mentioned that a very big line is there, lined up, everybody lined up in the morning. Just to see what is going on today, what is there in the schedule. Narada Muni knows actually what is the schedule, what is going to happen. So all these demigods, they were lined up. Somebody could not get place, they see from the sky actually. That sometime they come in the aeroplane, there is no parking place. Okay. All full. So then somebody has to park somewhere else and then look from, you know. Just like when Abhishek is going on, some puja arti is going on, Mangalati is going on, everybody want to have a look at it. Jambet, this way go, they don't care who is standing by there. They want to see, actually, they want to see them. All darshan is different, but Mangalati, midday arti, sandhya arti, darshan is different. We can see the Lord is different. His Baba is different, actually, beautiful. So they were all looking down. Oh, what is today? Akashvara is there. They put Pushpavrishti, they glorified Kirtan, they did it, everybody. Then thereafter, what is going on? Oh, Krishna is eating his lunch. Hare, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is Yajna Bhuk. He will not take any ordinary food from anybody, no. Those who are doing yajna, bhuktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloga maheshwaram. Bhagavan himself is telling, I will take only from the yajna, sacrifice, through the fire, purified, butter, purified things, that only he is accepting that. That is what we thought actually. We cannot give like that. The demigods, they cannot feed Krishna. They can bring a parcel and say that I brought it from heavenly planet. Can you eat? No, he will not eat. But this is eating along with his associates. Just normal food. There is no chapati, there is no sabji, there is no sweet, there is no kheer, nothing is there. Very simple. Curd rice and some fruit pieces. He is enjoying with his friends. You know, when we go for prasadam, we'll see in order the items actually. It's good for me. We don't consider actually, oh, this is prasadam, Krishna prasadam. Well, I am so lucky to get this prasadam. So they were all wondering actually. They got bewildered. Because those who cannot understand actually Krishna perfectly. Krishna says, I know everybody, nobody knows me. So such people get bewildered. Kunti Devi got bewildered. She says, when he went there, Gopiyadati, Toyagatasti, Dhammatavat. I saw your mother Yashoda was carrying a stick and you were crying, you were shedding tears. The fear personified is afraid of you. There is nobody, there is a person is there, it's a fear. That person is afraid of you. You are afraid of this lady with a small stick in her hand. I cannot understand. It is inconceivable. But the devotees of the Lord, they know actually. But this is his character, Swabhava of the Lord. He want to be very friendly with everyone. Okay. And he says, I am not partial to anyone actually. Only this little with my devotees. Anybody can become actually a close associate of Krishna and take part in Nityalila. Some pure devotees and great sannyasis, when they leave the body, we say that he entered into Nityalila of the Lord. We'll never say that he died in the body. Entered into Nityalila. Except that is possible for any devotee who is following this. That is the greatness of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This path shown by the great Acharyas, great with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, sincerely he wished. Any practitioner of Krishna consciousness must go back home, back to God. Don't take any one person chance to come back. That is why Kipponi is writing. Sometimes he is hammering also. He is calling rascals actually. They don't know actually. He is available. Krishna is available. Krishna will come. You call him. You can talk to him. But there is a way how to do that. So they got actually bewildered. The demigod, they were thinking that how he is taking? He is taking from the, you know, the previous text we saw that he is exchanging. Everybody has brought some tiffin, they open up, they are exchanging. You take this, I take this, you take this. Sometimes some devotee actually, they said that today my mother has not prepared very tasty food, Krishna, don't take it. No, no, you give me. Then he take it and he eat and say, this is very tasty. Who said? So he enjoy the bhakti, prem. Patram pushpam balandoye yome bhaktiya prayachari. What you are giving to him is not very important. How you are giving with bhava, you are giving, that is important. So this practitioner is the Krishna consciousness actually, these are all lessons for us actually. How we can be with Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, I can show Krishna in every sloga, every line of the sloga, every word of Bhagavatam, you can see Krishna. Krishna is there, correct? This sloka Krishna is there. And we can hear actually, he is telling that some bumblebee came. You know, this show, Prabhupada is mentioned, bumblebee came there to take part in the eating. Not only human being, any type of living being, they can enter into Leela of Krishna. That very instances are there, very kathas are there. Bumblebee came to take part in eating. They came to him. As if they want to share. Where is my share? Where is my share? I am also with you. Give me. So Krishna looked at actually, he was cracking joke on Madhumangala. Hey, you came to attack Madhumangala? He's a Brahmana, very good Brahmana. You don't know him? You want to kill this Brahmana? Better go away. Don't do that. So these all activities, jokes and the leelas in Vrindavan Dham, those who are here, they saw the places, they heard Srimad Bhagavatam, they can understand actually, yeah, this is really, this happened. How lovable is Bhaktavatsala. Today I was reading that Prabhupada said, he is Sevak Bhakta. Sevak Bhaktsala. Not only Bhaktavatsala, Sevak Bhaktsala. Those who are serving a devotee, he wants to serve. Krishna wants to serve them. That is that personality of Godhead, we are trying to please him. Easy process is given. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here actually in the in Vrindavan, in the Parikrama Mark thing, there is one ghat called Brahmara ghat, Bubble Bee ghat. Why this told like this? Because the Leela is going, that's a meeting place of Radha and Krishna. So there are beautiful flowers and lotus flower and everything is there. So this Bubble Bee come there. They move around, Radha and Krishna move around the flowers, they take the honey and they sing very nice song. Someday we can see, you know, we can hear. Here also in Vrindavan we can hear. Bubble bees are actually, they are making the sound in such a way they are singing the glories of the Lord. That is why it is called actually ghat, Bubble Bee ghat. It is there. Out of 24 ghats, I think it is one of them. Like that, there are many very affectionate, loving pastimes took place actually in Vrindavan. There is one ghat called Andhera ghat. Andhera ghat. Andhera ghat means actually this is a game, they used to play the game, hide and seek game. We do, you know, somebody may be knowing, those who are in the childhood in the hide and seek. Children, they do that. Came from Krishna. That they make two groups, Krishna and Gopi, some group, another Gopi, another group. They come and actually, one will close the eyes, another one will close the other eye. Okay, they will close, a set of people, they close the eyes and they say, okay, now we cannot see, go you and hide, we will find them. Find you. So then they go hide. They go hide and I remember that we used to make some sound actually. From somewhere we hide and coo. So then they get some idea which direction this is coming. Okay. They go and actually, you know, these cuckoos, when you make sound, they will make more sound. I don't know, somebody has experienced. Cuckoo, cuckoo, they will say, cuckoo, cuckoo, the big one. So Krishna used to go and catch them. Oh, I found you. Okay, even though I was blind, I found you. So what? Then their turn comes. Their turn came, actually, Krishna's the gopis, they closed their eyes. And Krishna closed the eyes. And they told Krishna, you go and hide. We will close our eyes. Then the opposite also they used to do it. One day it so happened actually, gopis, Krishna closed his eyes. Gopis went and actually they were hiding different place. Then they made sound. Then Krishna took long time actually to find out where is there are these gopis. Finally he gave up. You know, sometime when we do the game with children and all, we are not failing, but we joke, we you know act like if we fail. Oh, yeah, I could not do it. You could do it like that. So Krishna could not find out them. Then they come and joke. Hey, you could not find out. You could not find like that. So different that Bala Leela. What we experience actually came from Krishna only. Krishna only originally from the Lord. So, but he was so affectionate with the close associate of the Lord, Gopas and everything. Not only with them, he is so affectionate with the devotees. You may be experiencing, even though even somebody is beginner or something, you will feel some reciprocation is going on actually. Somebody wanted to come to Vrindavan, you know, after coming here they say, I don't know, see, I just wished then Radharani fulfilled my desire to come to Vrindavan. I could see all these things. So he is very affectionate, he is Antaryami, he can understand everything. And he wanted to make sure actually, I told you, you know, when he is sitting, make sure that everybody gets the prasadam. There is one temple in South India. So Villamangala Swami used to go and see the Lord personally. Villamangala Swami is the person, he will not see the deity, he will see the Satsal Bhagavan is the Krishna. He used to talk to them. One day he went, actually he found there, not there. Krishna is not there. Hey, where are you actually, my Lord? He came out of the, and he went, actually there is a place where the lunch prasadam is served to the devotees. There is one place. Somebody said, actually, maybe you just go and see that place also. When he went there, he found, along with the devotees, in the middle he is sitting, and he is eating the same book. So what we now narrated the story, it is still happening. This is not old story I am telling you. They found actually Krishna is eating along with the devotees. Then he went, Hare Krishna, what are you doing? Your chapan bhog is there, feast, big feast and everything is there. You left and you came for this simple prasadam, which is, say, Billumangalam, I wanted to make sure that my devotees are served nicely. Still in the temple, the brahmanas are serving with so carefully. Because they don't know who is Krishna. So Krishna is definitely there. That is the love and affection of the Lord. Okay. So we know that, yeah, Lord Jagannath is very merciful. He eat actually different, you know, in the first thing in the morning he eat khichdi. Okay. There is actually a story. Not stories really happened, Karma Bai. That is why in that her memory only still khichdi served to Jagannath. She was cooking actually in early in the morning. Jagannath, before Darshanarthi, he used to go and take that prasad and come back from her house. But somebody found that she is not brushing her teeth, not taking bath. Before that she is cooking and Jagannath was coming and eating very nicely. So they scolded her actually. They found actually Jagannath is coming and eating, you are not taking bath. What to do? He is coming early, so I had to do this. Then they stopped her actually. No, you cannot feed her. Feed him tomorrow like this. Okay, she took bath and everything to delay. Jagannath came and not ready. He knocked the door and, hey, what happened? Today you are little late, I had to go. I had to be in the altar. She said, your pujari came and he stopped me. I had to take bath and then, who is he to come here and tell you? He went back and scolded that pujari, he bet him. Don't interfere in my business. That is Jagannath, that is Krishna. So, it is very appropriate that we came to Krishna consciousness and we are introduced to Krishna by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is a lovable person, a friendly person, okay, which we can please actually in this life itself. Okay. Changing our material senses into transcendental. And we can please him, and then once you pleased him, so I told you, and Prabhupada says actually it is ready. You know, Prabhupada says that every day there is a grading going on for the devotees. Some schools are there, grading is done every day. Performance. Today you got 5 marks, today you got 8 marks, 9 marks. The devotional service, the grading is done every day. Something you are gaining every day by chanting. Doing devotional service, tapasya, Ekadashi Vrata, and Kartik monk came to Vrindavan. Okay, visited the holy places, saw Krishna's lila series. So thousands of devotees, lakhs of devotees are coming. Among them, maybe few are pure devotees. Ajnata Sukriti, we got association. So like that, for every action, the Lord is grading, is putting the mark. When you reach actually the passing mark, 40 mark or 50 mark, whatever may be, immediately he will give a certificate. He will give a certificate. He will make a certificate. This devotee has passed. That doesn't mean that you can stop it. I passed now, I need not study anymore. What I say that there is no loss. Don't get worried, one day I could not come for some program till you heard of me. Everything what I did is lost. No, it is already there. Nobody can take it. That is the supremacy of the Lord. That company we are working. There are so many companies available. Okay. Instead of going and serving that company, come and serve this company. Where you are benefited, every day you are benefited. Then when we come to know, then we become serious actually, okay. I want to do it, I want to do it, I want to do it, I want to do it. I get a chance. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of leelas are happened and is happening now also. We are in the midst of that, we are so lucky. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Hare Krishna. Okay, no comments, no questions.